Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please start everyone on Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Kenny. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hola. All right, Kenny, you understand how this here game is played.
I do. But real quick, Thrill, you never addressed me as old man Kenny. And heck, I've been listening to you guys since 1974 when you were KISW FM 100.
Okay, old man Kenny. Well, I probably, you know what it is? Maybe you're so old you don't remember me calling you old man Kenny.
Well, he was 5 at the time. He was in kindergarten, so unless you were in that class, you would never know.
He could have been in that class.
I can't remember, Thrill. Who are we talking to?
Old man Kenny.
There you go.
And I have no class.
He had.
All right, old man.
Old and classless. All right, old man Kenny. Here are your categories today. Today we have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? We have animalize this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, we have seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence.
Let's go seriously.
I'm as mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore.
We go to the fine state of New Jersey, where a woman, upset at another customer in line at a Marshall's, bought kitchen knives from the Marshalls and then used one to stab the other shopper. Now, the victim was stabbed multiple times in front of her family. The incident started when Amber Thompson got into an argument with another customer. As the victim and her family left the store and headed toward their car, Thompson purchased a set of kitchen knives. She then removed one from the box, pursued the victim into the parking lot, ultimately stabbing her multiple times. Now, police found the injured woman in bloody clothing with several puncture wounds on her torso. She was taken to a nearby hospital. Good news, does not appear to have any life-threatening injuries. Thompson, the suspect, she was located in the Marshall's bathroom with a kitchen knife laying on top of the baby changing station. Now, she was charged with second-degree aggravated assault, third- and fourth-degree weapons offenses, and fourth-degree endangering. She's also cray. But the question is, why was she mad at the other customer in line? Was the other customer taking too long? Was the other customer audibly cursing? Did the other customer fart without apology? Or did these two have a prior run-in? So, taking too long in line, audibly cursing, farting without apology, or these two already knew each other and had beef?
So let me get this right. She stabbed someone and she's in the bathroom changing her baby?
No, I don't think she took a baby in there. I think she just had the knife sitting on the baby changing station.
Okay.
Which is the best place to put a bloody knife.
You're bloody well right. Ted, what do you think? Squirrely Ted Smith, his mind, I like it.
So there's two options here. To me, it could be as simple as the fart with no apology. But my heart, what I want to happen is there is a previous, something has happened. This woman, in her mind, it's, as they would say, on sight, as the kids would say. She saw her and said, I'm a stabber.
So prior running.
Prior running, on sight.
Oh, man. What do you other guys think it?
Miles? I'm gonna go fart there, young man, Kenny.
Yeah, and thanks for the bone you just threw. I'm gonna go fart with y'all.
Fart, okay.
Fart.
Me and Kenny on the fart.
Let's
control.
Go farting, y'all.
Of course,
what was
man,
the reason for this,
for fart, y'all?
What was the reason for the stabbing? Taking too long in line, cursing, farting without an apology or prior run-in. We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category has a seriously off profile. This interesting woman was upset at another shopper at a Marshall's. She then bought some kitchen steak knives to stab the woman multiple times.
That is correct.
Question is, what was the dust up over? Was she taking too long in line? Was she cursing audibly? Did she fart without an apology? Or did they have a prior run-in?
And old man Kenny, that's a question we posed to you. Let us start with B. Ted Smith.
Ow.
You went with the prior run-in. It was not a prior run-in. They did not know each other at all. And then, Kenny, you agreed with Miles there, and both of you said the fart without an apology.
It no!
I only went with that one because that has happened before. But in this case, she was taking too long.
But if it's a checkout, isn't that on the person checking?
Listen, man, I don't know, and I was hoping they would explain part of that in the story, and they didn't. Like, was she dragging it out? Did the cashier take too long? Either way, this woman, she did have words with her about taking too long. Think about it.
Sometimes people can really suck at that checkout line.
They can, but she's there with her family.
Yeah, I know.
And you still went back into the store to buy the knives that you know they have for the single purpose of stabbing someone.
It's kind of hard to hold up the cashier.
That's
they're
what I mean.
Just doing their job.
Yeah, I don't know, man, but that's why she stabbed the other woman.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
So obviously everybody in town's talking about the Seattle Mariners.
Who?
Something Seattle happened? Mariners. Yeah. What's that?
Something happened with the Seattle Mariners?
Nothing much. I'll tell you what, Mortimer, it's the Moose's name. He's been making his rounds around town.
Is his name Mortimer?
Yeah.
Mortimer Moose.
Found that out recently.
I did not know that.
Well, only really his parents call him that.
Yeah.
But like, I saw him at Diplo 5K, and when I yelled, Mortimer! And high-fived him, he kind of was like, all right, just call me that name.
Hi.
Come on, man. And my friends call me Skip.
Yeah, I think he was at the Making Strides thing Saturday morning with Taryn Daly. I don't want to say what she did, but there was some dancing involved.
I just want to get blackout drunk and just keep calling him Morty.
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 Yeah, punch in the face.
Well, I like
the
idea, too, that he's just at your neighborhood bar.
Yeah, no.
But he's still like the moose, so he can't talk really. And Mike's just getting hammered.
We got to go to the game, Morty.
Guys like us, Morty. Anyhow, the Mariners did beat the Blue Jays yesterday in Canada on what is their Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I didn't bother to do the research. I don't know if they just pick a Monday, if it's the same, if it's a certain date.
I don't know.
Or whatever. So Miles and I were talking about this off the air, but Joe Davis is doing play-by-play. John Smoltz is in the booth with him. So since it's Thanksgiving, they bring them in a turkey.
Canadian Thanksgiving, we got to celebrate accordingly. John, they even gave us
be careful
utensils.
With that. Don't let me have it.
Call a championship series game and carve a turkey at the same time. Strike on Randy Arozarena. You know there's a way you're supposed to do this. Don't do it how you like cut it like that and then only one person gets the skin. No. You have to cut the whole breast. Arozarena fouls it off. So you got the whole breast.
He's still calling the game.
And now you do this. And everybody
gets to enjoy.
Gets a little bit of skin. All right?
Fantastic.
So while he's talking, he carves off the entire breast, which is a great way to do it. And then he lines it up and just slices it into, you know.
Yeah.
So then today we came in, Miles and I read the same story. When it goes back to the studio, David Ortiz and all those guys are like, that turkey looked a little pink. I don't know that I would
have. Man.
Is this after the other guys had eaten it?
Correct. This is after the game.
Oh, no.
Right? So they're kind of... I can't believe that guy carved a turkey while he was talking on the air.
Multitask. That tells me brother was hungry.
Correct. The turkey looked great. Now, we don't have any word on if they're actually sick or got food poisoning from it. I don't think they did. But still impressive. But I just was like... I was watching that this morning. I'm like, man, that guy's just carving that up as he's talking.
I said, that's a dude who wants to eat that turkey.
That's a guy who does it every single year because that's his
job. Clearly, yeah. He is the guy that does it. Yeah.
I find it very odd, too, that, like, I've been to people's homes before, and, like, the couple will cook it, and they're like, I don't know how to carve it.
Well, it's, if you see somebody break out an electric old-school, Hamilton Beach carving knife,
yeah,
you know they have no idea what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. My grandfather had one, used it every year. And I don't think he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
Oh, that was my father's whole thing. Just wait for the turkey to be done so he can carve. Just, I mean... Razor sharp knife, man. Paper thin pieces. Like, cut it a little thicker, man. But that
he was going to make sandwiches later.
I think that was, look, as a kid, I'm not recognizing how you play four dimensional chess. You know what I mean? But I think that was his thing. Like, we're not going to eat it all tonight. This is for tomorrow, dummy.
Yeah.
He was just nice enough not to call me a dummy.
Well, and frankly, I'll be dead honest with you. I think with the internet, especially the last, like, 15 years, you have all these, like, actual cooks and chefs coming out being like,
yeah.
This is how I would serve it. I never knew about cutting off the whole breast until like a couple of years ago. And then seeing that guy do it, it's like, well, he's exactly right.
Yeah. Yep.
But still kind of hard to get all
that
together.
Yeah, just do one half the birds and save the other half for later.
Yeah. I smoked a turkey breast last year just to try my hand at it.
How was it?
It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah?
It was fantastic.
Remember that one I did?
Yeah.
And I made that on my stovetop and in my oven. Like, I'm to the point now anymore, unless you have a huge group, like, I don't know that
that's
I need
perfect.
A whole burger.
That's perfect. Even if you get a bone-in half breast, that's almost the best way to go, too.
Oh, yeah.
Keeps a little bit more moist.
Right. Somebody asked me at the bar, as we were talking about cooking, there's not too many people in there, and they're like, well, what about your stuffing? I said, there's enough goddamn butter in that stuff. Yeah. It does not need to go inside a bird. It is fine. You know, everybody likes Thanksgiving, you like holidays, you like watching sports together, getting together with the people you like.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's people you hate. So I got a good list here of the most hated characters in TV history.
Ooh.
Ranked.
Todd, rather.
How about your mother?
No.
So these are going to be a little more kind of main character.
All
right. Right, because Todd didn't show up till what, the last season?
Yeah, he was last season or two, yeah.
God, I hate that guy.
He sucked. It was worst.
I mean, for me, and look, you have characters that you know you're not supposed to like. They play the villain.
Yeah.
That's fine. I excuse them. They did their job. But then there's people you're supposed to like, and they irritate the piss out of me. And I'll always say, man, How I Met Your Mother. I did not watch the show much. But whoever the main guy was.
Yeah, Ted.
Jesus Christ. I was like, man, am I supposed to hate this dude? And I don't know why I do.
That's why Ted wouldn't watch the show.
I couldn't
deal with all the Ted. Right? It was just like, he's killing me.
How about Fran Drescher?
All right, so some of these are going to... I'm going to lean on you two because they're a little bit older than my age demographic. And some of them might...
Okay, humble brag. I got you.
I just don't remember this guy. Number 10 on the list is Mr. Horton.
from
Different Strokes?
Mr. Horton.
He owned the bicycle shop?
Oh, yeah. He was a bit of a douche, yeah. Sorry. I would have forgotten about that, but brought the bicycle shop, yeah.
I only that's the only thing that I know about that episode is that there was a guy that owned a bike shop that, that had a very questionable episode.
Yeah,
not questionable, but it was racist.
Did he accuse him of stealing?
Of course.
All right. See, I don't even know the episode. I can guess.
You can piece it together, right?
All right, Mike. You brought up Todd, not Todd.
Jesse.
No. Skylar.
Oh, Skylar. She sucked, dude. I hate to be this guy. All the women of that show sucked.
Yeah.
Skylar, her sister, both sucked.
Right, the, and then the other one gets back on dope.
Right.
And then gets Jesse doing dope.
But they're kind of supposed to suck, right? Like that Mr. Horton guy.
They had a reason to suck. Skylar kind of had to suck because that was kind of how Walter got through.
Her husband was making meth.
Well, and
okay, it doesn't mean she's a bad person.
He started because he had no control over his life. Like, she was a very controlling, like, they were in a vice inside of her purse. Like, that's kind of the purse. So I can understand why she kind of sucked. Marie didn't need to suck. The junkie didn't need to suck.
They just did.
They just did.
Well, and in that character, he smokes meth throughout the series.
Sure.
But I can't explain it to you when you see him shoot up heroin. I covered my eyes. I was like, no, Jesse, no.
It's too much.
Yeah, it was gross.
Yeah. All right. Lost in Space, Dr. Smith.
Sure. That's part of the reason, and look, I saw it in repeats. I'm not that old, but I had a hard time watching that show because he was so annoying to me. But he was
what did he do that was annoying?
He was up to no good in some capacity, right? And I'm not sure if the show ever alluded to what it is. You kind of knew there's something else going on all the time. He's probably at the center of it, but it wasn't even that. Like, you can be scheming, and I still like it. Like, I like Darth Vader. Gotcha. He's not a nice guy. He was just annoying as a character. Yeah. I hated that he was on screen.
Again, this list of most hated characters in TV history. You have Grace from Will and Grace.
People hated her.
I'll be honest with you.
It's Deborah Messing, man.
I don't remember that show enough.
I mean, my wife would watch it, but to me it was, and I get what was going on with the show, but like, it was a sitcom. And like any sitcom with a limited cast, they're all a little neurotic. That's why they're interesting, but there's nothing about her in particular where I was like, Jesus,
I remember it was on. My mom would watch it a plenty, and I found the show entertaining. And if I remember Grace correctly, she was just very high-strung, just very anxious all the time, complained a whole bunch.
The years, like, there, I don't know, there's other stuff that she was, like, I don't know, promoting them to be gayer or something.
Gotcha.
Like queens as opposed to just gay.
Just being gay.
Okay. I'm going to stop because it feels weird what I'm saying. I'm not making fun of anybody. All right, this one shouldn't shock you. Ross from Friends.
People don't like him.
Yes.
He's just kind of whiny and annoying.
He's not kind of whiny. He's whiny.
Yeah.
Kind of whiny is anyone on any given day at some moment. This dude just, and I feel bad because, again, I know you're an actor. Right. But even if I just see David Schwimmer now, and he's doing more production stuff, and he did the latest Goosebumps. He does not strike me as a whiny person, but just his voice is exactly what it was on the show. So as soon as I hear him speak, I'm just like, oh, shut up.
And the thing is that watching the reunion show for Friends, David Schwimmer was the first one that they targeted. Like, they made the show and said, we want this guy. Like, we need to make a character specifically for him.
Oh, really?
Yes. Dang. And I looked at it like, he was my least favorite character of all of them.
Again, though, maybe that makes him a great actor.
Maybe.
These are just characters.
Right.
If you remember the original Dallas, J.R. Ewing.
Oh, yeah. But he was, I didn't watch the show. My parents did. He was definitively a villain, but he was a Darth Vader of Dallas.
Who shot him?
You're not supposed to like him, but everyone loved him.
He seemed like a kind of unlikable guy, truthfully, in life.
In life, yes. Mm-hmm. This is a guy.
I believe he was.
Because he was super rich. This is just one example of how he rolled. So he was super rich, came from money, right? Like a lot of these Hollywood cats. And drank himself to poisoning his liver, got a liver transplant, and then drank that one to death as well.
I don't even know the show.
Caillou.
The animated Caillou?
Yeah.
Well, he's French.
Well, he's one of the most hated characters in France.
That's right.
Even a child.
Well, you're hating on a French kid.
From Star Trek Deep Space Nine, Kai Winn.
All right.
All right, you guys that know this one. I've heard you talk about hating this character from the Brady Bunch. Came on later on.
Oliver.
Cousin Oliver.
What a punk-ass bitch. Why don't they put his... And look, it's not the kid's fault. It's just, why?
Why are you here?
And the number one of the most hated characters in TV history, he's like one of the main characters of the Big Bang Theory.
Sheldon?
Sheldon.
He was a know-it-all and a douchey know-it-all. That was the problem with him, is that he talked down to everybody that he ever talked to on that show.
Yeah, I first time hanging out with a super nerd. I feel like they do it all the time.
Fair call. The other ones were nerds, but they just got excited about what it is that they were into.
Right.
Sheldon literally just talked down to everybody that he had an interaction with. He was above everybody. He was on a different plane. He was the absolute alpha intelligence-wise, and he made it known.
For all my sickos out there, I believe you got a little Western Kentucky college football on tonight.
Ooh, hurry home. Headline coming up. Thank you, Taylor. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. New Jersey Dyer decides it's time to get a haircut and a shave. We head to Ireland where a statue gets a boob job if breasts are what you crave.
Yep.
Man grows world's biggest pumpkin and wins $21,000 in cash. Meanwhile, an indie man with a homemade go-kart is in the hospital after a crash. And a woman who sees two of everything arrested for littering. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
I didn't hear that the first time around, Miles. Yeah. Our top story, we go to New York for the one that Miles was just talking about. What a bad situation was made worse. Police got a call about a woman that had done a little littering in the area and were able to catch up to her. As they were doing their routine investigation while working on her citation, they discovered something that made the situation worse for our gal. The spot that she had littered was within the bounds of a person that she was court-ordered to stay away from, putting her in violation of a protection order and causing her to be arrested on felony charges, and she's due in court. I'm going to bring you up the mugshot of this woman.
Oh, I know who it is, dude.
Not that one. There you go.
I know exactly.
She never saw him coming.
I know. That's the first thing I saw.
No. Wait a minute. She did something wrong. What happened here?
Yeah.
It's so mean. In other news. Damn it, Miles. A man in Indianapolis is in critical condition at the hospital, and authorities are looking for answers following a crash. Witnesses say the man lost control of his vehicle and crashed after hitting the curb, causing him to be ejected from the vessel, leading him to serious injury. He was not wearing a seatbelt. He was taken to the hospital, and authorities are asking for surveillance footage in their investigation as they try to piece together the full story of how our man crashed his homemade go-kart.
Yeah.
Oh.
Say no more.
Yeah. He got it up to speed. They don't have seatbelts, and launched himself. My brother-in-law actually made his own go-kart.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you ever take it out?
I did. I took it for one spin, and I was like, this is dangerous as hell.
How fast did the thing go?
That thing got up to, I feel like... Now, me, with my fat ass, that thing could get up to about 25, 30. With his skinniness, he could get up to about 35, 40.
They used to have kits. You could build.
Oh, God, yeah.
No kidding.
It's what you wanted to do with your parents on the weekend.
Well, hell yeah.
But they sold us anything back then. Here's some radioactive rocks.
Man, I'm glad I never fell for it, but in the, you know, I think it was one of my Boy Scout magazines or something like that, or a pamphlet or something like that, you know, the Scholastic whatever. There was something in there where you could buy a hovercraft.
Oh, really?
And I was all like, right. My God, I want this thing. Because, you know, I think it's a hovercraft. My stupid ass would have been so disappointed to get something with a giant fan with a chair on top.
All that stuff disappointed you. The x-ray glasses. Or my buddy finally convinced his parents to buy them, and we are stoked. Yeah, it didn't work.
No, of course not. I got it.
And we already knew who we were going to look at and everything.
I'm not flipping a pick, guys. Over to Ireland, where a good luck charm has been put back in place. Locals and tourists alike had engaged in a good luck ritual of rubbing a local statue. But after years of giving her essence of fortune, the statue had become damaged and discolored from oils of millions of hands, forcing leaders to order the statue restored. A group gathered over the weekend after the work was done to revel in the unveiling of the refreshed piece of art, and thousands have already snapped a photo with her. The statue in question is of a fishmonger by the name of Molly Malone, Ted, who many believed would retain a bit of good luck after rubbing her breasts.
Yeah.
Oh. After years of wear and tear, she looks bright and refreshed with her new boob job.
I wonder who the person is that got that gig.
Hey. That had to redo the boobs?
Listen, we heard you're good at redoing boobs.
Yeah. Basically, they put like a layer of shellac over them. so that they wouldn't keep getting finger oils, and it was kind of deteriorating the breast because everyone was grabbing them.
Right. It was always just shiny.
Yeah, it had an oil sheen from people grabbing it.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing, you know, there's a lot of photos of a lot of these old statues that's going around, and you can see what people frequently touch, and it is always the breast. On men, it was always the groin.
Yep.
On dogs, there's always the nose. You know, everybody just gets their little feel there.
I mean, every photo of her, they're statues, but there's cleavage.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, she was known. Over to New Jersey, where the wildlife need a little hand. Officers were called to a local shop on reports of a deer that had been attempting to dodge highway traffic before charging, panic-stricken, through a window of the shop. The video surveillance shows officers attempting to shoo the animal. Holy smokes. Autocorrect. Shoo the animal with brooms out of the shop, which nearly sent it through another window. There it is! But eventually found a less damaging exit, and no injuries were reported. Well done there, Gabe. That's how that one's going to roll down.
Look both ways before you cross the street.
Yeah, no, can you can.
Just in case. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
To California, where the annual Safeway World Pumpkin Whale Contest has concluded. I'm sorry you couldn't make it in, Miles.
So, I guess it's just got to be a North America thing?
I guess.
Because if it's world, like, you cannot transport that pumpkin from anywhere else in the world.
No.
And expect it to be okay by the time I got to California.
Yeah, probably not.
Right? I grew this in Ireland, but we got to ship this thing to California.
By the time it's there, it's going to be all
World
crappy.
Pumpkin Whale. That's probably why they can call it the World Pumpkin Whale, because they were the first one to do it. It's like, if you want to haul it out here, you can.
Sure. Won't stop it.
Right.
Eh, we're kind of known for that in the States, though,
too. Do any other countries, like, have pumpkin pie? Our thing? I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know.
The winner's been named and is a bit of a history with the competition. He was the previous year's runner-up and could have fallen second behind the same exact competitor. But the former champion's entry cracked shortly before the competition, taking him out of the contention. So now our man's been has won the whole thing this year with an astounding 2,346-pound pumpkin. He's been awarded his ribbon and $21,000 prize. They pay like $9 a pound in prize money.
Okay. That's why people enter that.
That's how that rolls. So enjoy that, right?
You know what? Maybe it might just be an American thing, the obsession with pumpkins around Halloween.
Could be.
Do they grow anywhere else?
Yeah.
Yeah. Major sports. Game 2 between the Dodgers and Brewers is underway on TBS and True TV. You got college football, as Ted said, over on ESPNU. And we've got hockey over on ESPN. And Kong, the Kraken are in Montreal taking on the Canadiens, currently going into the second intermission. Fun fact for you hockey junkies. All the Kraken games are over on Amazon Prime if you don't have Kong. As far as your weather, clear skies and a low of 39 tonight. And we're looking at mostly sunny and 62 tomorrow. That's it for your headlines with that, Mike Hawkins-Zow.
Hey, sir, we appreciate it. Coming up next time, the return of Who Sucks Less? Lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It is, in fact, all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this blotch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.